has won cash and prizes totaling $25,460. Today, one of our contestants can win a large screen TV, a pool table, a gold watch, or a trip to Jamaica. And continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this luxurious Jeep and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. And we're delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. Let's get to business and introduce a fine champion. You heard that total. This is Alan Cervetnik. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Jim.
$25,460 and some great things. You've also had, in addition to the fine prizes you've gotten on the winner's board, the instant bargains have been very kind to you. What, with a refrigerator freezer, great scooter on the last show,
yeah,
and a trip to Hong Kong, which was an instant bargain prize.
Yeah. Not unbelievable. Bad. I'm thrilled.
Well, you are playing so very, very well. 3,700 of it is in cash as well. Are you ready to go again?
You bet.
Already, there are just, what, five prizes left up there on that board. And here to stop him from getting back to that winner's board, a couple of challengers introduced by Summer Bartholomew.
Hello there, fellas. Your shoulders bruised.
Just a little bit. It's called shoulder pads.
That's very in now.
Very,
right.
Very.
I'm going to have to try that.
Makes your waist and hips a lot slimmer.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yes.
Who did you bring us?
Would you like to borrow?
No, thank you.
This contestant has a secret ambition from La Cañada, California. A warm welcome to Marie Edmiston.
Hello there, Marie.
And he's a biathlon competitor from Winter Haven, Florida. Put your hands together for Don Sinsabaugh.
Hello there, Don. See you a little later. Don, a biathlon competitor?
Yes, that's right, Jim.
What is he about biathlon now?
I ran a 3-mile race and a 1/2-mile swim, and I was very proud of myself. A lot of hard work went into it. I took second place in the over 50 group.
Well, congratulations.
There were only two of us.
Oh, only two of you. And you flew out here from Florida to join us, huh?
That's right.
Well, we're delighted you could join us. Nice to have you here. Marie, you have a secret ambition.
Well, that means I've read so many spy novels, I'm ready to go into business as a secret agent.
Oh, yeah, I think I'd probably be with you, too. That's
good.
What I normally carry on airplanes.
Nice. Can we go on the Orient Express?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Perfect. Nice to have you here, Marie. $20 starts all three players off. Let's get these nice people started with this question. Give me the first names of the proud parents of David and Rick Nelson. Alan.
Ozzie and Harriet.
As he just beats everyone on the buzzer, you are right. $5 for the correct answer. Puts Alan at 25. The Bird, the Boogaloo, and the Bristol Stomp. What are they? Marie?
Dances.
Dances is what they are. Marie gets her first correct answer. Prize the champion. What a bright day. What part of your body, on what part of your body would you wear your shades? Done.
Your eyes.
Your eyes, your face, any other sunglasses. We've got a 3-way tie. According to the adage, what can't you make out of a sow's ear? Alan.
A silk purse.
Silk purse it is, and Alan back into the lead by 5. Well, they certainly are grand. Of course, they're also upright player and spinet. Don.
A piano.
Piano is right. Don ties the champion for the lead. What a great time to be in a tie because an instant bargain comes up. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, but with a tie, Don and Alan, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low Sale of the Century price, hit your buzzer, and for one of you, this is yours.
Don or Alan, you can pack a hot lunch thanks to a Hardwick microwave oven. Time and energy efficient with solid-state timing accuracy. Cook by time temperature. Computerized control at the turn of a dial. Furnished by Hardwick Stove Company. And it's normally priced at $399. But today on Sale of the Century, cheers for only $5.
Microwave oven for $5. Oh, you got a real pizza there. I don't know. If you were not with us on the last show, we had a pizza, and I passed it out to the audience, and Dara almost cried. I won't do it. This pizza you can have, all right? Of course, the crew will kill you if you don't save some for them. But meanwhile, Don and Alan, forget about the pizza. Look at the microwave oven. $399 for $5. Alan, Don, your first chance to buy. Alan's got a lot of things. Don't want to buy, huh?
We just bought a microwave.
Really?
Yes.
How about getting your own pizza with $100? How about a big pizza with $200? out. All right. Who's taking that? Got the microwave, $200 in cash, a $599 bargain for the champion for just the value of one question, $5. Knock it off your score. Enjoy that, Alan.
Don's already got one, and so Alan's got one now, and Don's got the lead. Though he's now Lieutenant Governor, we still call Robert Guillaume's TV. Marie?
Benson.
That's what we call him, and Marie ties Don for first place. What piece of silverware is used to describe the point where a road divides? Alan?
Fork.
We got a three-way tie. That's what it is. Thinking about the spoon in the road there for a moment. His steamy bestsellers include the Betsy, Alan.
Harold Robbins.
Very nicely done. With limited information, the champion back in the lead. But the game is very close, $5 separating the players. And when you get a close game, often the difference is hitting money cards up there on the Fame Game board. We're going to play the Fame Game right now for control of that board. Famous person. A lot of information. I am a writer, actor, director, and producer. Born in New York City in 1926. I became a comedy writer. Got off to a flying start with your show of shows. Alan.
Sid Caesar.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. You're playing for control of that board. You stay at 35, and I will clear it. Continue for Donna Marie. I became a comedy writer. Started on your show of shows, which starred Sid Caesar. Carl Reiner and I, Don.
Don't say anything now,
please, because Marie gets the rest of the question all to herself, and I wouldn't want you to reveal it. Marie's going to have to get it herself. And you got the rest of it, Marie. Carl Reiner and I made the successful record, The 2,000-Year-Old Man. I was co-creator of the hit TV series Get Smart. I wrote or directed or produced or appeared in such films as, she's looking puzzled, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, now she's got it. Mel Brooks it is. And there was a small note of panic there for a moment in your face, Marie. Well, you've got control. Where's the $10 money card up there to start with?
Behind number 7.
All right, those lights are flashing. We lock those flashing lights into your buzzer, Marie, and you can stop it whenever you want. Land on the $10, we'll add it to your score. Good luck.
Okay, come on, 7.
Yes! Hit the $10 money card. We add that to Marie's score, and she jumps into the lead, and a good game with three good people. Back to it right after this. Close game. Marie got a $10 money card, and she's got the lead. The champion, Alan, trails by a question, and Don trails by just 2. What is the Italian name for a cup of espresso coffee topped with steamed milk? Marie.
Cappuccino.
Cappuccino it is, and Marie, the 45. Yes. Which great Rodgers and Hammerstein musical opens with the song Over the Beautiful Morning, Marie?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma it is. 2 in a row for the challenger, Marie, the 50. What is the familiar term used for the Postal Service's zoning improvement, Alan?
Zip code.
A zoning improvement plan is indeed zip code, the champion, the 40. What college social club do you belong to if you refer to other members as sisters? Marie.
Sorority.
Sorority it is, Marie, the 55. Well, Marie, you've got the lead now. You've got a $15 lead, and we've got a terrific thing. When you're reading your mystery novels, you could be doing yourself some good at the same time. Look at this.
Marie, exercise your right to a healthy lifestyle with a little help from this sensational exercise cycle. The unusual design places you in a recumbent position designed for better back and leg support with electronic LED panel from Olympia Health and Exercise. And it's normally priced at $695. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Well, that's very nice. Not only for you, but you've got a couple of youngsters, somebody told me, right?
Well, they're big youngsters.
Well, this is not a toy. This is for big youngsters like you. $695. Your first opportunity to buy. I'd never like to see anybody go home empty-handed. You never know how the game's going to come out. But I tell you, with that winner's board, all you've got to do is win by a dollar. If you bought this, you would still have the lead. Cost you $10.
Pretty nice.
And you would have the lead, and you would have a $695 exercise
equipment.
I could
really use the exercise.
And $200 in cash. And you still have a one-question lead. Going once. What she's going to buy. Enjoy that. Enjoy the cash. An $895 bargain for just $10. We knock it off your score. As promised, Marie, you're still in the lead by a question over the champion. In 1962, the very first Telstar went into operation. What's that?
Alan. Satellite.
Satellite is exactly what it is. The champion challenges Marie for first place. In a game of dice, what number is rolled when they come up snake eyes? Don.
2.
2 is what it is. Don to 35. $10 separate the players. To what country would you go to visit the lovely island of Honshu? Helen.
Japan.
It is indeed Japan, and the champion, I think, just beat the buzzer on that. He's back into the lead. What do astronomers call it when the moon passes directly, Alan?
Eclipse.
Between the sun and the earth, eclipse is exactly what it is, and Alan is at 55. What Texas city has a football team called the Cowboys? Don.
Dallas.
Dallas is right. Don, the 40, yes. Talking about the Dallas Cowboys, now you know that the people there are really fans. I mean, they are really fanatics, and I found out how you can really spot the true Dallas Cowboy fan. He's the one who says, "What cheerleaders?" We'll be right back. That's a good close game. The champion, Alan, at 55. Marie at 45. Don at 40. Back to the fame game, and we're going to put another money card up there, this time a $15 money card, looking for a famous thing. I am an article of clothing, probably created because of a practical need rather than as a fashion trend. I was originally made at home by women who found a piece of soft, white, absorbent material and fashioned it into a square. Alan.
A diaper.
Diaper is exactly right, yes. Yeah, they said at the end, secured by safety pins, and from then on it was up to nature to take her inevitable course, and boy, don't they ever. Alan, we'll show you a $15 money card.
Behind a number six.
You know what you're shooting for. Lights are flashing, locked in. Good luck, Alan.
Come on, six. Let's hit it.
Who just missed it? What does he get behind number five?
Stainless flatware. Oneida Silversmith's heirloom stainless in the new classic shell pattern. A 40-piece service for eight plus an eight-piece serving set in the Royal Treasure Chest. Furnished by Oneida Silversmiths.
That's not bad. Over $600 worth, as a matter of fact.
Great with my refrigerator.
That's right. We can take things in and out of your refrigerator with that. Well, he didn't find a money card, but he still got the lead. At 55, 45, and 40, we're back with this for five and all three players. More than 8 million visitors in the United States viewed fabulous treasures from the tomb of this, Alan.
King Tut.
Yeah, you heard tomb. It's got to be indeed King Tut. Good anticipation for the champion, who's up to 60. From the French meaning to become tired comes this word for casual military dress. Alan.
Fatigues.
Yes, boy, that brings up. I break into a cold sweat with that one. I don't know about you. Alan, the 65. In the movie, the actress who was the fair lady in My Fair Lady, Alan?
Julie Harris.
No. In the movie, it was Audrey Hepburn. I was going to give you Audrey. Audrey Hepburn, you lose five, back down to 60. But, Alan, you've got the lead. You've got a $15 lead. And let's see, you are already going off to Hong Kong. You're going off to Aruba. If you could spare a little more time, Alan, take a look at this.
Alan, get in the swim of things in beautiful Palm Springs. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a fabulous vacation at the Royce Resort Hotel of Palm Springs. The hotel with no rooms. They're all suites. You may enjoy the sun and have fun at Royce Resort Hotel of Palm Springs. And it's normally priced at $1,515. But today on sale of the century tours for only $15.
Oh! Did you eat the pizza? Can I have some of this? Terrific. Alan, would you like some of this in Palm Springs?
Yeah, I guess so.
$1,515 trip for 15 bucks. You would be in a tie with Marie. You'd have a great trip to Palm Springs. You would also have $500 spending money.
Fly me away.
Oh, he's confident. He's going to take Palm Springs. $500 in cash and over $2,000 bargain. But did he make the right decision? We knock it off the score. At $5, separate the players. We will be right back. The champion, he's gutsy. He does some buying. Now that he make the right decision with a big $15 buy, he's in a tie with Marie and Don, just a question behind. Here we go. Name the desert mountain where Moses received Marie.
Mount Sinai.
Yes, that's where he got the Ten Commandments. And Marie goes into the lead by five. The Benelux nations are, Alan?
Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg.
Nicely done. I was going to give you two of them, and you gave me all three of them. Beautifully done. And a tie with Marie with a tough question. In all three Star Wars films, this actor played the lovable rogue Han Solo. Alan?
Harris. Harrison.
Close. Harrison Ford. And Alan loses five for the incorrect answer, down to 45. And now the third and final crack of the fame game, and a big $25 money card up there someplace. Famous thing. I was built over a period of 120 years by a man who, according to the Bible, was the only God-fearing man on earth. Murray?
The Ark.
Yes, that is exactly right. Noah's Ark. Marie took a chance. It pays off with a pick of the board there. Where's the $25 money card?
Behind the number 9.
Now, which one are you going to stop it on? Locked into your buzzer. Good luck, Marie.
Come on, 9.
Woo! $5. We add that to Marie's score. She goes to 75. And now we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Marie at 75. Alan, the champion, at 45. Don at 40. Good luck. We start the speed round now. Name the largest and deepest body of water on Earth. Alan.
Pacific Ocean.
Right. In sports, what's known as a pigskin? Alan.
Football.
Right. What American city is nicknamed Gotham? Don.
New York.
Right. Who served as president of the U.S. for most of the 50s? Alan.
Eisenhower.
Right. What animal is traditionally measured in hands? Alan.
Horses.
Right. Which American president was nicknamed the Sage of Monticello? Don.
Jefferson.
Right. Of what musical instrument is Andre Segovia? Alan.
Guitar.
Right. How many seats are there on the U.S. Supreme Court? Alan.
9.
Right. What special word do we give to Russian astronauts? Alan.
Cosmonauts.
Right. Of what element are diamonds primarily? Marie.
Carbon.
Right. What highly prized gem is formed in the middle of mollusks? Marie.
Pearls.
Right. What state is nicknamed the Bluegrass State? Don.
Kentucky.
Right. What's the Hebrew word for peace? Marie.
Shalom.
Right. What's the name of the country that used to be called Siam? Alan.
Thailand.
Right. Who wrote the great novel War and Peace? Alan.
Tolstoy.
Right. What great Indian... Time is up. We have a tie. Alan, you are out of it. It is between Marie and Alan with a tie-breaking question. And again, a reminder, if you buzz and answer correctly, you'll add $5. You would win. Answer incorrectly, you'd lose $5, and you would lose. For Marie and Alan, get the fingers ready. The tiebreaker. Bearing the nickname the Wolverine State, it was named Alan.
Michigan.
Yes! For another $5, and Alan pulls it up. Back to Alan in a moment. Got to say goodbye to Don and Marie. And Don, we thank you for joining us. Thanks for coming all the way from Florida. Marie got the extra cycle, $290 in cash. You are well over $900 and almost the champion. Thank you for joining us. But Alan Cervenka got a great comeback in the speed round. Come on, Alan. Let's go to that winner's board. You made up a lot of ground.
Congratulations, Stitchman.
Sensational job by the champion, who can now top it off with some very luxurious luggage. There's a beautiful Jeep, somewhere is $10,000 in cash, and a wonderful large screen TV that Jay will tell you about.
If you enjoy more than a little TV, you'll love this fabulous 40-inch rear projection color TV. With 20-key full-function random access remote control, you can receive stereo audio in a compact cabinet from Sharp. And this prize is worth $2,600.
That's very nice. It's up here on the winner's board. Now, I've got to ask you, when your opponent hit that $25 money card, did you think you were going to be standing here?
No, I was sure she had it.
You made a great comeback. Congratulations.
Thank
Let's top it off with a beautiful prize now, and you know how to do it. You make a match, that prize is yours. Good luck, Alan, and start picking.
Let's try number 20.
Number 20 to start with, a win card.
Oh, there you go.
Next thing is an automatic match. The fingers are crossed. What are you going to win?
Number 9.
Number 9. For the win, Alan gets $3,000 of cash. That's not too bad. Not too shabby at all. Got a little suitcase for you. And here comes some people to take it off your hands here. I recognize you. And who is this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, hi there. Are you the daughter, Kathy? We've been talking. Well, turn around so everybody can see you. Mike, there you go. Got the whole Cervetnik family together there. Linda, congrats. Kathy, you're taking the money?
Easy come, easy go.
Boy, Alan's got a good-looking family, but boy, did they grab money. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
We will be right back with Alan and with Linda and with Kathy. And I know you're proud. I talked to your mother. You're proud of Daddy?
Yeah.
He's a very bright man. We'll be back with him and with the family right after this commercial timeout. Kathy?
Give it to Mama.
After Alan and family, and daughter Kathy has been eyeing that Jeep. Well, it is still up here on the board, and looking up there on the board, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there are only 4 prizes left. There's $10,000 in cash up there, and that wonderful automobile, and of course your father could stay here till he gets everything off that board, plus this.
$50,000 in cash!
That's would be over $100,000 in cash and prizes. And Linda and Kathy, you've got to be proud of him because right now Alan's got $31,681 in cash and prizes. And he'll make two new promises next time on Settle the Century. Bye for now.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.